I'm going to tell you, I love walking in divine health. I love being well, and I love having no pain. Don't we love it, Dave? Amen. I know Dave loves it, praise God. But he says, if any say, I have sinned, and it perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit. Because on the path you were headed, where were you headed? To the pit. I don't think you're going to like it down there, do you? And his life shall see the light. 29 and 30. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man. God does this for many a man. To bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Nobody wants to die and go to hell, do they? Nobody. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. And then we get into the New Testament. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Think about that. Meditate on that. Grief. Surely he has borne our griefs. You know what the word grief is translated? Sickness. You go to that word in the Hebrew, and you look it up, and you'll find that word can also be translated sickness. And then when you go over to the word sorrows there, the word sorrows right there, it's translated pain. So if he bore our sickness and removed our pain, when did he do that? Because obviously this had not happened when he wrote this. This was written over 700 years before Christ came to the earth. But he's telling you what he's going to do in the future. This is going to be part of the new covenant. He's telling you how he's going to bless you. So let's go to Matthew 8, 5 through 13. And let's start with Matthew 8, start with verse 5. I want to show you some things that happened under the new covenant. Matthew 8, 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, or a Roman soldier, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Verse 7 and 8. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Is Jesus always willing to come and heal us? Yeah, he's always willing. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but you speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Wow. Verse 9 and 10. For I am a man under authority. I have soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled. He said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Think of the declaration this man just made. You speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Almost nobody today in the church believes that kind of power. There's so few of us. So let's see what Jesus said after in verse 11 and 12. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Where's those people going to go? That's to hell. They're going to hell. Verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 he says, And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Jesus made a statement right there that's mind-boggling when you get a hold of it. As you have believed. You know, I can remember a man that come to me not too many years ago that had a little attack to the enemy that had a little flutter in his heart, and he was all excited because he thought he might die. You know who that man was?
It was me.
It's you.
Matter of fact, it was the flutter there.
And then you went to the doctor and got some medicine, and it almost killed you.
That's what
right. But you don't do that no more. You got much greater faith in that now.
Yeah, I do.
You have. Because you've seen and you've been exposed to the Word of God in the last 2 or 3 years. How many in here would love to have the gift of miracles? Woo! I'd love to have the gift of miracles. Now, that gift has come up on me a few times. I can't turn that on and off. God alone turns that on and off. When I prayed for Johnny Brumfield, God put the gift of miracles. I'm telling you, when you pray for a man and reach over and touch a man, when I reached over and laid my hands on Johnny Brumfield's knees that day, that man down there in Manny, Louisiana, and God gave that man... Have you seen that DVD?
No, I've
missed
it.
Yeah. Johnny Brumfield had a tree that fell across his legs and crushed his legs, and I'm telling you that we found out what the sin was. He confessed the sin, and when I laid my hands on him, in fact, I got tickled at Johnny, when he said, the doctor said, I ain't walked a step in 21 months, and the doctor said, I won't never walk again. I said, but sir... I didn't know his name, I didn't say Johnny. I said, but sir, Jesus said in John 14:13-14, under the new covenant, we can ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything and he will do it. I said, do you believe it? He said, sir, I am a Southern Baptist. And if it's written in that book, I believe it. I said, well, that's what God's looking for you to believe his word. I stepped down in front of Johnny Brumfield, laid my hands on his knees, said, Father, on behalf of John 14:13-14, give this man 2 new legs, and I thank you in Jesus' name. I said, you believe that? He said, I do. I said, then take that steel off and stand up and walk. Johnny Brumfield unstrapped all that steel, throwed it down on the floor, and stood up and walked off. And he's been walking and running and playing ever since. Now then, who did that for him? Jesus did that for him. Who got to pray the prayer of faith with the gift of miracles operating in his life? I did. Is that an awesome privilege? That's an awesome privilege. You know, but just like when I prayed for Dr. Gary Young in Salt Lake City, Utah, he had fell out of a tree 35 feet up and crushed his lower back. And the doctor said, you can't be fixed. And he called me. It happened on Tuesday. He called me on Sunday. And I prayed the prayer of faith for him in the pickup on a cell phone, according to Mark 11:23, under our new covenant, where the king says, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, you can have it. And I said, sir, I'm going to use Mark 11:23, and the king I serve, which his name is Jesus, I'm going to guarantee you he's going to do a supernatural healing for you and going to give you a brand new back. I said, it's done in Jesus' name. That's how quick I prayed that. I hung up the phone. I said, call me with your praise report. Hung up the phone. We drive down the road about a mile. Cheryl said, what do you think? I said, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. And we got home, and my phone was ringing. Thurman, it's Dr. Young. I'm already completely healed. I'm up running around. Yes, what he said. He said, y'all come on tomorrow. I want to meet you. He said, I'll pick y'all up at the airport myself. And he did. He picked us up the next day at the airport. We stayed 3 days in his beautiful home. He took us all over the place and showed us his business and everything. And just a few Sundays ago, about 8 or 8:30 in the morning, I'm in my office studying, preparing for Sunday, and I get a phone call. And he said, Thurman, this is Dr. Gary Young. I said, well, praise God, brother. How are you doing? He said, I'm over at the airport at Redbird. You want to fly over? And I'll take you flying in my new airplane. I said, Brother Young, I don't have time. I said, I got to prepare for church today. I don't have time. He said, well, I'm on the way back to Salt Lake. He said, I just wanted to call and see if you want to take a ride in my new airplane. Oh, I thought, wow, praise God. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? He's an awesome Jesus. Do you like for the gift of miracles to come upon you? Oh, I love it. Why did it never come upon me before? Why did I have to get so old before this happened to me? I hadn't spent enough time with God and His Word. I wasn't there, A.A. I had that faith that God gave me when I got saved when I was 11, but that wasn't enough to get these kind of miracles done.
Yeah.
I had to magnify it. I had to study, get in the Word, talk about it, read it, love Him, serve Him, pray, like the man said, pray everything and get in the Word. And then one day, the king dropped those miracles on me, the gift of faith. I mean, wow. I mean, I had the privilege to see God do so many awesome things. He's so awesome. But just think what He could do if I could really give Him all of me. That's right. Yeah. So I only got 8 years to go. Yeah, 8 years from now, then we'll see what he can do with me, right?
We'll get there first.
Amen. You'll have a head start on me, eh?
Right.
Just a little. But age has nothing to do with it, does it?
That's right.
I mean, Joseph's there, or pretty close. Are you 80 yet?
81.
You're 81. Okay, so he's already there. God has used Joseph. In fact, I get so tickled. Here a while back, Joseph was writing a book. And he was sitting there one night, and he was writing this book, and all of a sudden, a terrible pain come down his left arm. He said, He said, Norm, according to the doctors, you know, that would be a heart attack. So he said, Lord, if you're fixing to give me a heart attack, bring me home. I'm ready. But he said, I would like to finish this book. He said, if you can find it in your grace and mercy to let me stay a little longer, I'd love to finish this book. He said, and all the pain went away. And he got healed. And he's still here. Is God good, Joseph? He's good. He's awesome. Yeah, so he has to have a need for you to stay here, or he don't need you. Okay, now then, let's go to some of these let's go back to where we were there in Matthew 8, 13. And let's look at that one more time, Matthew 8, 13. After we look at that story, Matthew 8, 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed. You've got to train your mind and your heart to think like God. Believe, that's exactly right. Only believe, that's what he said, wasn't it, Ahay?
Right.
Now then, if we believe that doctor can fix us. You know, I mean, I'll just have to go back to AA here a few years ago when he didn't have this kind of faith. Whenever he had that, I mean, he panicked, I'll tell you for sure. He did. When that deal happened in his heart, he panicked and run to the doctor because he thought he was having a heart attack. And he thought he might die any minute. And of course, when the doctors give him the medication, they couldn't really find anything wrong with him. But they give him some medication, and then he didn't have to worry. After he took about two or three of them, he had something wrong with him, all right.
Wow.
So we need to learn to believe God, right?
You better believe.
As we believe in our heart. As Jesus said clearly to the centurion when he said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. You just say the word, and I know my servant's going to be healed. And Jesus was marveled at that man's faith. What should the king be doing? Should he be marveling at our faith? Yes.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Will Make Thy Plagues Wonderful, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.